Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, quick heads up here, especially for our listeners in the Billings area. We've got a guest joining us around 8:40 this morning, but he's going to be in Billings tonight. I think he pulls in later this afternoon. He's with an outfit called Marco Polo, and I listened to about a 10-minute interview he did on the Glenn Beck program. He did a 10-minute interview with Glenn Beck. His name is Garrett Ziegler. He is doing a presentation tonight, 6:30 p.m. in Billings. It's the Biden Laptop Report presentation. And I wasn't familiar with this organization. You guys remember we had incredible coverage of the Biden Laptop, the Hunter Biden Laptop. Well, it's not just the Hunter Laptop. It really exposes Joe Biden. We had incredible coverage of that whole story from day one, because the guy who basically helped find the Hunter Biden laptop, we had on the show, because he's married to a gal from Billings, Montana. And so they were home in Billings, and we had him on the radio show in studio. If you remember that conversation, that was incredible. So that's why we've had such great coverage over the years on the Hunter Biden laptop. But I hadn't yet heard of this organization until I had some of our listeners share this event that's taking place tonight. So anyway, it's 6:30 p.m. at the Art House Theater 2 in Billings, the Biden Laptop Report. But Garrett Ziegler, who is going to be giving that presentation, will join us at 8:40 this morning on Montana Talks. So that'll be coming up for you. Let's see. Man, there's one thing I've got to play. I've got to play this here in the 7 o'clock hour of this show. Rachel Campos Duffy interviewed a pro-life doctor. Have you guys heard about this case in Georgia? There's this case in Georgia, and Kamala Harris and some in the media are falsely claiming that the Georgia abortion law is the reason this woman died, which is not the case at all. This woman in Georgia, after receiving the abortion pill in another state, that's what caused severe medical complications. She then went into a hospital in Georgia, and the hospital in Georgia basically committed medical malpractice. That's what this doctor is saying here. This is must-hear audio. The case involves Amber Nicole Thurman. And Dr. Christina Francis will tell us basically how Amber Nicole Thurman was a victim of high-risk abortion drugs. These abortion pills, I mean, the Planned Parenthood abortion mill industry, they basically fought to get the warning labels removed from these abortion pills, these drugs. And then, this is even more shocking, They are warning women not to tell emergency rooms why they're showing up at the emergency room. And what this doctor says is that's why women like Amber Nicole Thurman died and are facing severe medical complications from these abortion pills.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is stepping down as Republican leader later this year. Leadership elections for the new Congress usually happen sometime in mid-November after the election. But McConnell has rejected a push by some conservatives to delay the election until December. Senate Minority Whip John Thune of South Dakota, former GOP Whip John Cornyn, and Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott are running to succeed McConnell. A delay could leave more time for former President Trump to weigh in or for a last-minute dark horse candidate to rise. Such a scenario could also boost Scott, Scott, who also ran against McConnell 2 years ago, or Montana Senator Steve Daines. Daines is in charge of the GOP's election efforts this year, and so far, he's not running. McConnell has also rejected the push to impose term limits on the next leader. Senate Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso is the person charged with making decisions about when Senate Republican members will hold their internal elections. Barrasso also considered running to succeed McConnell, but right now, he is the only contender for whip. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures range from around the mid-80s in Bozeman to about 90 in Billings. For tonight, skies remain clear with low temperatures from around 52 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. And then Thursday's outlook calls for more sunshine, near 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We talked about their training in Montana. We talked about their space flight in the last 2 weeks. Polaris Dawn mission pilot Kid Petit on Montana Talks. Check out the full story, MontanaTalks.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And by the way, John Jackson, speaking of the topic of abortion, John Jackson, the Joker from X, you know, he joins us every Tuesday on the show. He's got a big following on Twitter. This tweet has thousands of views. He shared this yesterday around 5:40 p.m. It is a Washington Free Beacon story. I didn't even want to share this story on Facebook because I'm like, my goodness, the photo alone, yikes. People will not be able to unsee that one. John Tester takes private meeting with pole dancer. John Tester takes a private meeting with a pole dancer. The Washington Free Beacon has the story. This was like, what, a week or two ago, I think. I don't know. I'll have to pull up the story here. But anyway, John Jackson says this. To talk about abortion. Right. That was John Jackson's take on John Tester's private meeting with a pole dancer from Montana. How many of you can't get meetings with John Tester? But man, he jumped on the meeting, the private meeting with the pole dancer. We could probably cue up some Tina Turner. I'll be your private dancer. We could probably cue up some Tina Turner music to go with that one. All right. On a serious note, though, apparently he was meeting with this pole dancer because she's an abortion activist, is the Washington Free Beacon story. But on a very serious note, you guys have probably heard about this story out of Georgia. I think Rachel Campos Duffy gives a little bit of a background here on this case. So let's just jump right into this clip from Fox and Friends Weekend. You can find the full video. This is just part of it. You can find the full video at foxnews.com/video.
Dr. Christina Francis is CEO of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and she joins us now. Doctor, it's so great to have you on such an important topic because there's a lot of lies being told right now. So explain to us exactly Why did Amber Nicole Thurman die?
Yeah, thank you so much, Rachel, for having me on. You're right. This is really important to speak the truth on this issue. So Amber Nicole Thurman was a 28-year-old mother who apparently dreamed of going to nursing school one day and found out she was pregnant with twins. And when she was 9 weeks pregnant, she drove to North Carolina for what she thought was going to be a surgical abortion. And then the reports actually state that just an employee of the clinic gave her the high-risk abortion drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol. And she took those drugs. And unfortunately, 4 to 5 days later, she went to her local hospital because she had heavy bleeding. She was vomiting blood. Per the report, she had passed out, and she showed up at her local hospital with what is very clear to me, and I think I said in my op-ed, even a first-year resident would be able to make the diagnosis of sepsis from an incomplete abortion, which we know to be a risk of taking these drugs. And unfortunately, her doctors did not appear to treat her by the standard of care, which would have been an immediate DNC and then antibiotics, and they waited 20 hours before they took her to the operating room. At that point, she was in multi-system organ failure, and she was on medications to keep her blood pressure up because of the sepsis. And unfortunately, she died on the operating room table. You know, it's really unfortunate that politicians like Vice President Harris and the media are trying to blame this on laws like Georgia's law that actually protect women and their children. And we know that Amber and her unborn children were victims of these high-risk abortion drugs.
Yeah, I mean, these drugs, people don't understand. They're being given abortion pills, told to go to their homes and basically do a DIY abortion. And when things go wrong, we know there's been an increase, I think, of 500% of emergency room visits. And those are the ones we know of because we've been hearing reports that some of these clinics that are giving out the pills are telling women when they have these issues to just call and say, I'm having a miscarriage. Which is true. They're having this is from taking these abortion drugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, two things that stand out to me. First off, if you go listen to that full segment by Rachel Campos Duffy, who was here in Montana a few years ago speaking to Young America's Foundation on the Rocky Mountain College campus. There's more medical professionals who are calling out Planned Parenthood for saying, look, you have to warn these women of the risks of this abortion pill. And you can't be telling them to hide this information when they show up at emergency rooms because, okay, let's say if you work at Billings Clinic or you work at St. Vincent Healthcare right now and somebody shows up in your emergency room, you need to know why they're in your emergency room. You need to know why they're bleeding out, why they're at risk of dying. If you don't know why they're there in the first place, you could have a case like what happened in Georgia where it sounds like those folks in Georgia just screwed up and anyway. But here's the deal. But Planned Parenthood does not want to tell these women what the risks are because Planned Parenthood is putting their greedy profits and their industry above all else. I mean, it is so sick and twisted what they do here, and because they don't want you to think there's any problem with this. And remember, with the radical left-wing Supreme Court here in Montana, they just recently, in their parental notification decision, they overruled 70% of Montana voters who voted on their ballot initiative to have parental notification. Basically, what the far-left Supreme Court activist mob said in Montana is they can give these abortion drugs to your young daughter so she might end up in an emergency room and you wouldn't even know why. And the doctors and the nurses may not even know why. That's what really happened in Georgia.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Who doesn't like freebies? And your birthday can be a great time to score free treats from restaurants and retailers, according to NerdWallet. In order to score promotions, you'll need to provide your email address and information by signing up for rewards programs ahead of this special occasion. Birthday freebies span many categories, but the most popular is food. Like at Chili's, you can grab a free dessert on your birthday when you sign up for My Chili's Rewards. At Baskin and Robbins, if you create a Baskin and Robbins account and opt in to the Birthday Club, you'll get a free scoop. While at IHOP, you can get free birthday pancakes by signing up for IHOP's Rewards Program. And as far as retailers, members of Sephora's Beauty Insider Program get a free product set during their birthday month. While at rival Ulta Beauty, members of its Rewards Program get a free birthday gift and earn double points on all purchases during their birthday month. And at Kohl's, Rewards members get a special birthday gift. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
At a roundtable in Pennsylvania this week, former President Donald Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff on John Deere machinery imported from Mexico if the company moves more jobs across the border. Deere recently announced plans to shift some manufacturing to Mexico, including skid steers, while cutting U.S. jobs. Trump, a frequent customer of Deere, criticized the company's decision, claiming it would harm U.S. farmers and manufacturing. He urged Deere to keep production in the U.S. to avoid tariffs. The roundtable was initially focused on China's influence in U.S. agriculture, but Trump expanded the discussion to manufacturing and trade policies. Looking to poultry news, U.S. ag production totaled just over $9 billion during the month of August, down 3% from last year. Production included over 7.7 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.2 billion were broiler type and 95.8 million were egg type. The average number of laying hens during August totaled 370 million, down 3% from last year, while August egg production per 100 layers was 2,451, up slightly from August 2023, while total layers in the U.S. on September 1st was 372 million, down 3% from last year. And that's a look at today's news here on Montana Talks Ag. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
One of the things that stands out about Kamala Harris and John Tester and these radical leftists that now define and dominate the Democrat Party is their outright hostility to people of faith. It's not just that they have a difference of opinion with people of faith. It's their outright hostility to people of faith. Have you guys heard of the Al Smith dinner? Have you heard of the Al Smith dinner? This is one of those fun events. You know, for all the people that are out there, oh, I wish everybody could just get together. I wish Democrats and Republicans could just put their differences aside and get together and be friendly with one another and enjoy a meal together and have a laugh or two together. Well, that's what the Al Smith dinner is. It's, hey, let's get everybody together. Let's joke around a little bit. Let's lighten up the mood. Don't you think everybody could lighten up a little bit across America? And anyway, here was the I meant to get to this story yesterday. I didn't get to it. But here is the report on Kamala Harris dodging the Al Smith dinner.
Kamala Harris is skipping out on another campaign staple, the Al Smith dinner. It's a white tie event that raises funds for Catholic charities. A campaign aide told The Hill she wants to maximize her time in battleground states instead. Harris is the first Democratic candidate to be invited and then not attend when the Republican did choose to attend in an election year since 1984. Former President Donald Trump blasted the decision on Truth Social, writing, quote, I don't know what she has against our Catholic friends, but it must be a lot because she certainly hasn't been very nice to them. Any Catholic that votes for Comrade Kamala Harris should have their head examined.
All right. So that was President Trump's reaction. Real quick, Jesse Waters featured a great back and forth from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
at that, you know, same Al Smith dinner back in 2016. And before I get to Mary in Billings on the phone lines, here's Jesse Waters sharing that 2016 clip.
Hillary never chickened out.
We have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me." And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that after I get into office."
It's sad but not surprising that Kamala has decided not to attend. I don't know what she has against our Catholic friends, but it must be a lot because she certainly hasn't been very nice to them. Harris keeps saying she wants voters to see who she is. She's always rambling on about growing up middle class. The campaign says they want Americans to get to know her. She says she wants to unite the country, but she won't show up and have a little laugh. She loves to laugh. She doesn't want to make fun of Trump. It's all she's good at. She doesn't want to have a glass of wine and raise money for charity. It's not like anyone's going to ask her questions like, why'd everything get so expensive when you and Joe came into power? Or why'd you let 20 million migrants into the country? There were no wars under Trump, and now there's one in Europe and the Mideast. How'd that happen?
Yep, same questions that should be thrown to John Tester, but will never be thrown at John Tester by the fake news media here in Montana. By the way, when I heard that Waters segment, I remember thinking, wait a minute, I remember there was a story about Kamala and her anti-Catholic views. And then I was like, yeah, that's right. I remember because I wrote about it back in August of 2020. Because I started talking about the Catholic burgers at the Wild Horse Stampede in Wolf Point, Montana. So there was, do you guys remember, this was back in 2020, there was this absurd anti-Catholic attack on a federal judge nominee from Nebraska. This judge was attacked for what? For being a member of the Knights of Columbus. And the attack was launched by Dianne Feinstein, Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono, Kamala Harris, who was then Joe Biden's newly declared running mate and vice presidential candidate. And so I said this at the time. I said, here's the deal with Kamala Harris from a Montana perspective. She's anti-beef, she's anti-fracking, and she's anti-Catholic. What more do you need to add, I asked. And then our friend Paul Mushaben told me, she's anti-gun. Oh, that's right. We'll throw that one in there, too. So, again, Butte, America. The Irish Catholic mining city of Butte, America. You have a presidential nominee and a senator in John Tester that are not just indifferent to your views on faith. They are hostile to your faith. They are trying to destroy your mining jobs. They are anti-beef. They are anti-fracking. They are anti-mining. Why would you vote? Why would you continue to vote for these people? All right, Mary, we'll get to your call next. It took a little while to get through that the Al Smith dinner back onto the anti-Catholic strain that we've seen from Kamala Harris. So I hope Mary in Billings is still on the phone lines because, Mary, it's great to hear from you. Hopefully you're still there. Sorry for the wait.
I'm still here. I'm waiting.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I heard on the radio, I was driving in my car yesterday. I don't know what time or who I heard it from, but George Soros and the FCC was concerned that he's buying up all these radio stations. So something is up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm praying for Donald Trump, and I'm going to vote for Sheehy because we have to get our country back to our republic. I am very concerned because if we go communistic, you might as well kiss your butt goodbye.
That's right. That's right. No, this is an important story. There's a CBS TV station in Idaho that covered this. Maybe it was a story from the National Desk here. Commissioner Brendan Carr of the Federal Communications Commission is sounding alarm over a pending purchase which would allow billionaire Democrat donor George Soros to purchase hundreds of U.S. radio stations. Now, I don't think any of these are in Montana. The last time I checked the list here, but 200 radio stations, we heard this several months ago, that George Soros is trying to purchase. And now, apparently, the FCC, the Biden tester regime FCC, is trying to fast-track this deal to put the foreign financier, left-wing mega-donor George Soros in charge of these radio stations. Mary, I think we know exactly what is happening here. It's like that New York Times story that I mentioned. The New York Times was lamenting the fact that the newspapers in Montana are failing, aside from, you know, some local ones like the Yellowstone County News that do a good job, etc. But because these talk radio stations are failing, because these newspapers are failing, that is why now they're trying to take over talk radio, because they see talk radio as the only media outlet that dares ask any tough questions of these politicians like John Tester. Who were the ones that were questioning these government lockdowns and these government mandates? It was coming from talk radio, while these TV stations here in Montana were cheerleading lockdowns and mask mandates and shutting down school sports, and they were hiding in their own basements and they weren't even covering the news. Who were the ones that were standing up for our freedoms as Americans? It was talk radio. It was you. It was you, the callers, the listeners into talk radio. So, of course, George Soros wants to buy out these radio stations so he can shut down talk radio. Not just here in Montana. They want to shut down some of the Spanish language radio talk radio stations in Miami and in Florida, because Hispanics in Florida have used talk radio to push back against the Democrat Party regime as well. They own most of the newspapers with their liberal agenda. As we see now, Q2 and Color 8 are totally compromised and are pushing the Democrat Party agenda. So that's why they want to shut down talk radio, because it's the last bastion of freedom. That's why X is so important now, too.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Population movement has been at the core of American history for centuries, yet many of us profess to be unhappy about it. To judge from the propaganda of political ads, those who stay put are to be celebrated, while those who have arrived elsewhere are not. Of course, the data show that roughly half of Montanans were born in other states, which makes it quite likely that many of the folks producing those cynical ads were born somewhere else as well. But behind these crude sentiments is the notion that new people, immigrants if you will, bring costs that those of us who already live here must bear. And that, as it turns out, is a question that lends itself well to analysis. Most of the research says that new residents add to the economic pie, especially when you take a longer view over second and third generations, and even more so with the tight labor markets of today. The worst-case scenario, a new low-skill immigrant with less than high school education, can have more cost than benefit, but if their arrival helps the business expand, the cost disappears. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The fierce online debate over Olivia Nuzzi, the suspended New York Magazine reporter who had a sexting relationship with RFK Jr., she's 31, he's 70, has only gotten louder and uglier. Some people saying, what's the big deal? It's not that much of an infraction. Everybody makes mistakes. And Nuzzi is very talented. Others are saying, are you kidding? This is the worst ethical breach we could possibly imagine. She shouldn't be able to keep her job. What is going on that this is considered acceptable conduct? And then, of course, they answer each other. Then a scoop, so to speak. I remember this from 10 years ago, that Olivia Nuzzi was dating former MSNBC anchor Keith Olbermann. Olbermann confirming that, saying it's public knowledge. At that time, she was about 21. He was 55. You can factor that in. But worst of all are the women who say next time they get a big scoop, people will say, uh-huh, I wonder how that happened. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yes, let's talk tune-ups. Let's talk tune-ups. Then we're going to get back to your phone calls here in just a second. So keep your phone calls coming, 406-294-0970. We'll get the phone lines open for you here in just a few more minutes. But we've got Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan in the house here from Billings Last Diet with us once again. Dr. Williams, you know, I was getting a little nervous. I don't know if I told you this last time, but I did my diet tune-up, end of August, and I had a family vacation we were doing. I had a wedding to go to, so I thought, what a great time to do my tune-up, my annual tune-up, where you just, you know, go take off a few pounds, take 2 to 3 weeks, shed some pounds, get right back in line. But then, you know, I go on vacation, and I wanted to have fun on this vacation. I wanted to let loose a little bit, you know, not go crazy, but just I wanted to enjoy food and have a couple of beverages while you're sitting in the infinity pool, things like that. And so I thought, oh man, I'm gonna blow my whole tune up here. Not just with the week of vacation, but then you kind of get into a pattern of, you know, snacking on this, snacking on that. But I just did my monthly check-in. I did my 15-minute check-in with my diet coach, Jen, yesterday. And I'm pretty much right on track.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, it's just, but that's what the tune-up does. It doesn't just let you trim that weight off that you might have put on in the last 6 months or so. You think you're getting way out of line when you're really not.
Well, the other thing on the tune-up, it'll shed a few pounds, but it also reminds you of how you should be eating to begin with. And so when you do go to Costa Rica and you have a good time, you'll be more conscientious on how you're eating your foods and how you're combining your foods. It becomes a lifestyle, which has been phenomenal for Aaron.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Yeah, I was telling Jen, I was like, man, I wish I knew about this program, you know, when my kids were little, when I was, you know, just turning 30, for example, because, you know, it's like, man, when your kids are little and you're starting a new job and you're really busy and you get back from a military deployment, it was like, holy cow. It was like, you know, everything's just coming at you. And then you start putting on that weight. And then, of course, you know, I pull a little bit of it off, go on another military deployment. But it's like, man, I could have been so much better off in my 30s if I had found out about Billings Last Diet much earlier on.
Yeah, so. and the tune-ups are essential for long-term weight loss. So Dr. Jordan's actually on a tune-up right now.
That's right.
And it takes and keeps your weight in check for a long period of time.
And just in case some of the listeners don't quite understand the program, Billings Last Diet, it's a three-step protocol. And that first step, everybody's tried. That's to lose the weight. And unfortunately, we talk to people who've done the program before, and they say, well, the weight came back. And then the question I always ask is, well, did you finish the program? Because if they didn't go through phase two or phase three, which is that maintenance, they didn't quite understand what we're talking about, which is that tune-up. What that means is you're conscious of your weight long-term. And once or twice a year, you go back and you retrain your mind. You retrain your habits, and you just step back and say, let me remember how I got to the point I am and how I was successful in that weight loss. It's Dr. Williams always says, if you live a life of deprivation, if you feel deprived during your diet, you're going to fail and gain that weight back. The point of the tune-up isn't to deprive you. It's just to remind you of some of the habits that you worked on to lose the weight and to do a quick little mental check to see if you're still doing those small things right.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, it was funny, like even being on vacation, you know, it was cool. Like, you know, I'm a cheapskate, so they had free breakfast at the hotel. So I'm like, we're going to breakfast. Everybody get up. We're going to breakfast because it's free and it gets expensive if you have to start paying for stuff the rest. But, you know, I would think like, okay, my concept of cheating on food and it is, oh, I'm going to grab some of the cheese, some of the sausage. I'm going to have the omelet bar omelet, little bit of the dragon fruit. Little bit of the, you know, of this and that, maybe a slice of that plantain banana bread. But like, that's just a balanced meal when you've already lost the weight. That's not really being excessive. But so, but that's what a tune-up does, is it just gets you to put all that in check.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been the tune-ups and helping people transition from weight loss into keeping the weight off for the rest of your life has been the key to the success. We we want to have that lifestyle for a long term. And that's been the fun and exciting thing for us. The weight loss is one thing, and that's all fun and exciting, but the keeping it off in the for long term is where we get our thrill.
I think we've got a caller on the phone lines with a question for you guys. Maybe we'll sneak in a quick phone call because they got a question for you here. It looks like Kevin in Billings. Looks like you got a question about evening snacking. Kevin, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I was just curious what had any thoughts on. It seems like you go into fall, in the winter, you know, your activities just, you can't be out as much. So the sun sets and you're trapped in the house and you look at the clock and it's 7 o'clock and it's dark. And now all of a sudden you're looking for something to eat. And it's just, I don't know if it's just a psychological thing or what, but it's just a tendency that, and how to overcome some of those, or some suggestions on some
tips
to eat rather than tips on, you know, some junk food that you naturally tend to grab, I guess the question.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, because you're right. The sun goes down earlier. You're in the house. Maybe you're watching a show, whereas before you might have been outside a little longer. So yeah, the tendency to want an evening snack big time is there.
And those are cycles that are. Those are physiological cycles, not just nature cycles with the change in the seasons as well. So when it does get darker and we become a little less active earlier because the sun's down, we tend to go towards snacks that are heavier as well.
So, yeah.
My suggestion there is, as we talk with dieters who are just starting the program with that, is to make sure the snacks you have are ones that you want, especially those high-protein snacks that we really advocate for. That protein is going to stay in your stomach longer. It's going to make you feel more full longer. And it's going to just help you actually sleep well as you get to, you know, not too late at night with those snacks. But that would be my suggestion, is making sure you're checking the protein, making sure you're getting that in there so that you have that satisfaction and you're not eating a simple carbohydrate that you burn through quickly and then you want more snacks.
One of the things that works for me that I like is, now if you're in phase one of the protocol with Billings Last Diet right now, what I would recommend to you is, okay, save that extra protein snack for that time of night, because you know you're going to get hit with that urge right then. So save that chocolate protein bar for 7 o'clock at night, or whatever. Because that's what I do. Even when I'm not on the diet, is I have just a stash of protein bars, some coconut chocolate protein bars that taste like Almond Joys. And so if I get the hunger for some sugar, it's like, man, I'm going to go grab a coconut chocolate protein bar. You know.
So the science shows that you don't eat something that's not available to you. So if it's not in your pantry, if it's not in your fridge, you're not going to eat it. So the key is to think ahead, as you have and as Dr. Jordan mentioned, and make sure you have the appropriate snacks available. So that means you have to think ahead before 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. So if you open up that pantry at 7 o'clock and you're like, okay, all I got is chocolate and this and this and this and this and potato chips. Well, whereas if you open up that pantry, it's like, oh, I got a protein bar here. Oh, I got these protein chips from Billings Last Diet. Then you grab it and then you're like, okay, now I feel satisfied and you got protein. So you're building or maintaining your muscle and you're continuing to burn fat.
And the caller brings up a good point. This time of year is when people tend to slow down, snack more, and just physiologically, as Dr. Williams mentioned, put on weight. That's kind of what our body wants to do when it gets colder.
Getting ready for winter, yeah.
Exactly. Now, that's why we advocate for this time of year as the perfect time for a tune-up. You've got enough time before your holiday season. You can get your mind right. You can control that time. Average American will gain 8 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Wow. That is across the country. If we can avoid those 8 pounds, you don't have to then January 1st try and lose an extra 8 pounds to get your resolution. So
that's right.
Right now, if you've ever done the program before and you've slipped off a little bit, or you've thought about doing the program, this is the perfect time to get your mind right, get your body trained, to get some of those habits in place before the holiday season. I mean, it's just right around the corner.
Yeah, it's football season, so you might be sitting on the couch more watching. And then what do you want to do? You want to snack the whole time you're doing that too. So it's perfect time to do a tune-up. I just did one about a month ago is when I wrapped it up, and it worked out great. And I even did a week-long vacation, and then came back right on track a month later because of what the tune-up helped me with. They have a remote option now. I want to remind you that, because if you're listening in Butte or Bozeman right now or anywhere else across Montana or across the country for that matter, you can meet with your coach remotely. They will ship you these incredible tasting protein products. It's like a grocery store. You get to choose. If you want the chocolate protein bar, you can get that. You want the ranch flavor chips, you can get that. Give them a call, 406-294-6751, or go to BillingsLastDiet.com. Dr. Jordan, do you have one more thing you wanted to throw out?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, if you do have any questions, concerns like that caller had, follow us on social media. We're putting out more educational information all the time. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and those other platforms
or
as well.
Or even if you're not ready to start the program, just go to the seminar. Go to the free seminar. You'll learn a lot just at the seminar.
Now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free. These humans can stream all the top-rated national news channels on DirecTV, and now with no satellite dish.
This just in. Weather, sports, election coverage. DirecTV has it all, but something is missing. The satellite dish.
What are you doing?
I'm reporting the news. Back to you, Bob.
Here's some news. You're a buffoon.
Stream the top-rated national news channels. No satellite dish. Visit DirectTV.com. Internet required. Top-rated news based on 2023 Nielsen ratings.
For the first time in nearly 30 years, the Teamsters Union will not officially endorse a presidential candidate. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
For nearly three decades, the Teamsters Union has not only made a presidential endorsement, but made it on behalf of the Democrat in the race. Well, not this year. Internal polling of rank-and-file members showed that roughly 60% support Donald Trump, while only about 34% support Kamala Harris. Now, some wonder why that result wouldn't lead to a Trump endorsement, but apparently universal support would be needed in order to make that move. But even so, Donald Trump counts the internal polling results as a great honor. In the scheme of things, the non-endorsement speaks volumes. If a union of this size turns its back on the Democrat Party, that represents a paradigm shift. Republicans, under the leadership of Donald Trump, are now viewed as the party for working men and women. Democrats have become the party of Wall Street, celebrity elites, and perhaps even the military-industrial complex. But under MEGA, the Big Tent Party keeps growing. I'm Tommy Lahren.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
www.morejobslessgov.com. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to cue up the Tina Turner song later in the morning. Earlier this hour, I told you about that tweet from John Jackson, the Joker from X, who joins us every Tuesday on the show. The Washington Free Beacon, John Tester takes private meeting with pole dancer. And then John Jackson says, to talk about abortion. Right. Anyway, I'm gonna have to play up. I'm gonna have to cue up the Tina Turner. I'm your private dancer, dancing for. Anyway, we'll have the Tina Turner version. Don't worry. Later this morning. All right. Let's see. Let's get to some other big news here. I already played the Trump John Deere soundbite in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. President Trump, his economic plan, and more. I like the way Tim Murtaugh summed up the two campaigns. First off, where has Kamala Harris been? What's she been up to these past few days? That was a question somebody had raised. But the Trump campaign continuing to draw a contrast between the former president and Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump campaign senior advisor Tim Murtaugh joined Tuesday's episode of Fox's Jesse Waters Prime Time. This is the contrast that he painted between the two campaigns.
Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail today talking about reviving the manufacturing sector and bringing it back to life, an American industrial revolution again. That's what he's talking about. And on the other side, you have Kamala Harris talking about sex change operations paid for by the taxpayers for people serving 55 years for strangling an 11-month-old baby.
Yeah, Kamala Harris supports you, the taxpayers, paying for sex change surgeries for these prisoners, many of whom have committed horrific crimes, sexual crimes against children. And Kamala Harris thinks you should pay for them to get what they call a gender reassignment surgery. Now, technically, you can't change sex or gender by just chopping off some body parts because the chromosomes remain the same. But nonetheless, you get the point. Just absolutely outrageous. Ted Cruz was on Hannity's program weighing in on that topic and more.
You know, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has gone off the rails. This decision by this federal judge, who was a Bill Clinton nominee, is insane. The idea that a murderer, a guy who murdered a baby, who strangled his 11-month-old stepdaughter, now the taxpayers of Indiana are going to have to pay for him. He's decided that he's a girl, and so they have to pay for a surgery to change his body. And you know what the next step is? He's going to demand he wants to be in a woman's prison. And by the way, that's not theoretical or hypothetical. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris nominated to be a federal judge in New York, a judge who had ordered another man, a serial rapist who had decided that he identified as a woman, ordered that prisoner to be housed in a female prison in Fort Worth. I led the fight against that judge. We defeated that judge, even in this Democrat Senate. But that's how radical Kamala Harris is. And it's also how radical Colin Allred, my opponent, is. You look at Colin Allred's voting record. He's voted for boys to compete against girls in girls' sports. He's voted for boys to go into girls' bathrooms. He's voted for boys to go into girls' locker rooms. And that's not right, and it's not fair, but it's where this extreme party is.
That's right, and John Tester is right in on all of that. Everything Ted Cruz said about his opponent is the same stuff, same crazy stuff, supported by liberal Senator John Tester. All right. Now, speaking of men and women's sports, that is one of the topics that I had planned to bring up with Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel. Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel, she was scheduled to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So I was going to ask her about that and a couple other topics. We were going to get your phone calls in and more. But I got word, I think late last night, that Monica Tranel had to cancel her appearance this morning. So more details after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.